愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you。
在约翰一书里面有一句话常常出现，就是住在主里面。
There is a phrase that is shows up a lot in the book of First John, and that is abide in God。
我们需要再一次来查考这个题目。
So once again, we will study this topic。
在伊甸园里面有三个关系。
There were three relationships in the Garden of Eden。
第一个就是神跟人的关系。
The first was the relationship between God and man。
就是亚当跟神的关系。
That is between Adam and God。
那第二个是人跟人的关系。
The second was the relationship between man and man。
那这个关系里面有三种。
And within this relationship, there are three types。
就是亚当跟夏娃，这是夫妻。
That is the spousal relationship between Adam and Eve。
以后他们生的该隐跟亚伯这个就是父子的关系。
And later on, the relationship between father and son when they bore children to Cain and Abel。
那该隐跟亚伯这个是兄弟的关系。
And then Cain and Abel had a brother relationship。
那第三种关系就是人跟物的关系。
And the third type of relationship is between man and material goods。
所以神告诉亚当，这个园里面你都可以吃，那你的工作就是修理看守。
And so God told Adam that in the Garden of Eden, everything is for you to eat, and your job is to take care of it as a caretaker。
这就是人跟物的关系。
And so this is the relationship between man and goods。
那这三个关系之间又有什么关系？
And so what is the relationship between these three different types of relationships?
那如果我们从圣经看来，
From the Bible,
一个最基本也是最重要就是人跟神的关系。
We know that the most basic and the most important is the relationship between God and man.
那这个关系好了，
If this relationship is good,
那人跟人的关系就很好。
Then we would have good relationships between men.
那这个关系好，人就蒙福。
And if this relationship is good, then men would be blessed.
所以他就住在伊甸园，什么都不缺乏。
So they can live in the Garden of Eden and lack nothing.
那现在这个关系断掉了。
But once this relationship has been severed,
就出到伊甸园外。
Then you'll be outside the Garden of Eden.
那就开始发现，该隐杀亚伯。
And then you'll realize that Cain killed Abel.
那再来就是婚姻有问题。
And later on, there was there was problems within their marriage.
再来就是生活有问题。
And problems in their daily life.
要汗流满面才得以他可以糊口。
They had to sweat and toil to eat.
那今天我们信主耶稣。
Today, as Christians,
就是要重新建立我们跟神的关系。
We must re-establish our relationship with God.
那这个关系好了。
If our relationship is good with God,
你会发现家庭非常的和睦圆满。
Then we will realize that our family will have a lot of peace and harmony.
那这个关系如果好，
and if this relationship is good,
你会发现生活你不一定很富有，但是你生活没有缺乏。
We will realize that we lack nothing in our lives.
这个真的是最重要的一点。
This is the most important point.
所以这个神跟人的关系，这是属灵的。
So the relationship between God and man is spiritual.
这是根本。
And this is the foundation.
那物质是末，是最后的。
In the relationship with material goods, this is last.
那现在人的问题就是看重物质。
So the problem now is that men place great emphasis on material goods.
不看重属灵。
And they do not place any emphasis on the spiritual things.
那这就是本末倒置。
And so this is the they have reversed this relationship.
所以我们的生活很多的问题。
And so our lives have many problems.
就是这个最重要的放在不重要，不重要放在最重要，弄错了。
Because you put the least important as most important, and the most important as least important.
所以我们现在信耶稣，就要把那个关系再倒回来。
So when we believe in Christ, we must reverse this this relationship.
那我们就可以再继续享受亚当所拥有的，还没有犯罪以前所有的。
So we can enjoy what Adam had before he sinned.
那我们跟神的关系，主耶稣曾经 有说过一些话，让我们来思想。
And so, regarding our relationship with God, Jesus once said a few things for us to think about.
主耶稣说，父在我里面，我在父里面。
Jesus said, the Father is in me, and I am in him.
我跟父原来是合一的。
And I am one with the Father.
犹太人听不懂。
The Jewish cannot understand this.
拿石头要打他。
And they wanted to stone him.
那今天这个就是我们在追求的目标。
Today, this is the goal that we must pursue.
约翰一书里面说，我们要住在主里面。
In 1 John, it says we must abide in Christ.
这个住在主里面就是主耶稣讲哈，我在父里面。
And abiding in Christ means is what Jesus was talking about when he said that he was in the Father.
那主要住在我们里面。
And God must live in us.
就是主耶稣讲父要住在我里面。
And that was what Jesus was saying when he was referring that the Father lived in him.
所以我们属灵上的追求到最后是在追求什么？
So in our spiritual pursuit, what does it come to in the end?
就是在追求神跟人合一。
That is that man and God can become one.
所以如果我们把宗教把它看作是那个抽香、烧香拜佛，就是保平安发财，这个实在是对宗教太很浅薄的一个认识。
And so we would have a very superficial understanding of religion if we think that all it entails is worshipping idols and seeking peace and harmony.
我们信仰最后的追求就是神跟人合一。
Our last pursuit in our spirituality is to become one with God.
我们住在主里面，主住在我们里面。
To abide in God and God to abide in us.
我们跟神在灵里面合一。
To be one with God spiritually.
那为什么我们要追求住在主里面？
So why must we have this pursuit?
我们先来看旧约圣经，然后再来看新约圣经。
Let us first look at the Old Testament.
诗篇的九十篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
第一节。
Psalm 90 verse 1.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
摩西住过王宫。
Moses had lived in the palace before.
摩西也住过旷野。
And also in the desert.
住了四十年。
He lived there for 40 years.
王宫也住四十年。
And he lived in the palace for 40 years.
结果摩西的人生结论，他说他希望住在哪里？
But at the conclusion, where did he say that he wanted to dwell?
他说他希望神就是他的居所。
He said that he wished that God could be his dwelling place.
这是属灵的。
This is spiritual.
这个居所就是说他希望能够跟神很亲。
And this dwelling place means that he wants to be very intimate with God.
好像你所爱的人都是住在一起。
Like you live with your loved ones.
所以他希望他一生都能够住在神的里面。
So he wished that his whole life he could dwell in God.
那这样你一生都没有忧虑啊。
And then throughout his life, he would not have any worries.
所以这是我们一种很高的一种追求。
And so this is the higher pursuit.
我们再看九十一篇的第一节。
Let us look at Psalm 91 verse 1.
诗篇九十一篇的第一节。
91 verse 1.
住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。
Verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
至高者就再上去没有，这个就是神。
Most high means that there is no one above him, and that is God.
那住在至高者的隐秘处，就是住在神里面。
To dwell in the shelter of the Most High is to dwell in God.
那他就住在全能者的荫下。
And so this is to rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
就是在神的能力的这个保护之下。
That is that you live under the protection of God.
有哪一种生活比这种生活更平安呢？
And so what kind of life is more peaceful than this kind?
在全能者的荫下的保护。
To be under the protection of the Almighty God.
所以从第五节开始。
So starting from verse 5.
就提到不怕。
It talks about not having any fear.
不怕瘟疫，不怕病毒，不怕千万人倒在你旁边，什么都不怕。
You are not afraid of pestilence, plague, or a thousand falling at your side. Nothing you are afraid of.
因为我们住在全能者的荫下。
Because you are resting in the shadow of the Almighty God.
那个全能者你看不见。
You cannot see this Almighty God.
所以你表面是看一个人。
So you see the person beside you.
其实在看不见里面，他是住在神的能力之下。
But even though you may not see it, they are living under the Almighty hand of God.
所以他很平安。
So they are living in peace.
这个就是我们今天追求的目标。
So this is our pursuit today.
住在至高者的隐秘处，今天就是住在主的里面。
To dwell in the shelter of the Most High, to dwell in God.
好，这是我们需要追求的。
This is something that we must pursue.
好，那我们现在看约翰福音。
Let us look at John.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十五章的第四节。
Chapter 15, verse 4.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不在葡萄树，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。第五节。
Verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子。
Verse 4, remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
这里也主耶稣说，你是葡萄树的枝子。
Here, God says that you are the branch of the vine.
那他就是葡萄树本身。
And he is the vine itself.
那枝子要藏在葡萄树里面。
The branch must remain in the vine.
那我也藏在你里面，但你就多结果子。
And I must remain in you, then you will bear fruit.
所以这个生活会改变，多结果子，这个果子就看得见，就是生活的改变。
And so fruit is something that you can see, so this is changes in your life.
这个是一种我们常常跟神相亲的一种很自然的结果。
So this is the outcome when we become very close to God.
所以信耶稣的改变不是装的或者勉强的。
So the change that is brought about when believing in Christ is not something that is put on or a show.
我们跟神很亲，神也住在我们里面，那这个人就改变了。
If we are very close to God and God dwells in us, then we will change.
就好像那葡萄枝子就插在的跟那个干子连在一起一样。
Just when you are connecting the branch to the vine.
所以如果一个人信主生活没有改变。
So if a person believes in Christ but his life has not changed.
很可能神没有住在他里面，他也没有住在神里面。
It is very likely that God does not dwell in him and he does not dwell in God.
就好像那个枝子没有接在干里面，生活就很难改变。
Just like a branch that is not connected to the vine, it is very hard for it to change.
所以改变不是困难的。
So change is not difficult.
如果我们住在神里面，这是很自然的。
If we dwell in God, then this is very natural.
这是为什么我们要一直在追求住在主的里面。
This is why we must consistently pursue to live in Christ.
我们再来看约翰一书。
Let us turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第三章的第六节。
Verse 6.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。
No one who lives in him keeps on sinning.
这个地方讲住在主的里面他就不会犯罪。
Here it tells us that he who lives in Christ will no longer sin.
那这个住在主里面到底指什么？
So what does it mean to live in Christ?
如果我们约翰书这样从头读到尾。
If we read 1 John from beginning to end.
就是指着三件事情。
It refers to three things.
住在神的道里面。
To live in the truth or the word of God.
住在神的灵里面。
To live in the spirit of God.
住在神的爱里面。
To live in the love of God.
所以一个人如果他的心已经深入到神的道里面。
So if a person's heart is deeply imprinted into the word of God,
然后把神的道行出来,
and they are able to act upon the word of God,
这个人不会犯罪,
then this person will not sin.
会犯罪是因为离开神的道。
You will sin when you depart from the word of God.
有的是不知道神的道。
Some people do not know the word of God.
所以他犯罪了，他自己不知道。
So they sin without knowing.
有的是知道神的道。
But some people know the word of God.
但是他做不出来。
But they are unable to carry it out.
或者他超过去了。
Or they have gone over.
所以他犯罪了。
So they have sinned.
那如果住在神的道里面，就不会犯罪。
But if you live in the word of God, you will not sin.
这是第一个。
This is the first one.
第二个。
Second.
神的灵。
The spirit of God.
当神的灵充满在我们里面。
When the spirit of God fills you within.
这个人不会犯罪。
This person will not sin.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个神的灵让我们良心非常的敏感。
Because the spirit of God will have, allow us to have a very sensitive conscience.
所以这个罪一进来，自己会知道。
So when sin enters, then you yourself will know.
因此有的人想错了，他晚上就睡不着觉，他要起来悔改。
Some people, when they have done something wrong, they cannot sleep at night. They must wake up to repent.
他讲一个谎话，他没有悔改，他睡不着觉。
If they speak one lie, they are unable to sleep. They must repent before sleeping.
为什么会这样？
Why?
圣灵充满他。
Because the Holy Spirit is filled within them.
那神在灵在感动他。
And the Spirit of God is moving them.
这个人怎么会犯罪？
So how will this person sin?
那我们怎么会犯罪呢？
So why do we sin?
神的灵没有充满。
That means the Spirit of God has not filled us within.
对罪很迟钝。
And we are not very sensitive to sin.
所以想错了也没有感觉。
And so even if we do it, we do not have any feeling.
讲错了也没有感觉。
Even if we say something wrong, we have no feeling.
做错了也没有感觉。
When we do something wrong, we do not have any feeling.
那这样就离罪就越来越近了。
That means that we are drawing closer to sin.
所以有时候我们在看你很多那个大众传播，你一直去接触，一直去接触，接触到最后就心就俗化了。
And so you realize that when you have a lot of contact with mass media, then in the end, your heart will be influenced by it.
俗化了，世俗了。世俗，这怎么换 ？Secular.
Oh, your heart becomes secular.
对。那一俗化之后，我们的心就跟神就越来越远了。
And so when your heart becomes secular, then you will be drawing further away from God.
所以你对罪就没有感觉。
So you will not have any feeling towards sin.
但是如果我们常常祷告。
But if you continue to pray.
你被圣灵充满。
And you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
你对这个俗的事情会有一种感觉。
You will have a certain type of feeling towards these secular things.
你会觉得这个跟在你里面那个灵不感动你不一样。
And you realize that it is different from the spirit that is within you.
所以这个灵在感动我们，你就不会犯罪。
So the spirit, when it moves you, you will not sin.
那如果一个人没有祷告，也没有被圣灵充满。
But if a person does not pray and is not filled with the Holy Spirit,
那一直去接触世俗的东西。
When they have contact with these secular things,
那个世俗的东西包装得很漂亮，叫做什么？叫做文化。
And so, they package these secular things in a very nice way, saying that it is culture.
那有文化，想说文化嘛，所以这个我们住在这个社会文化嘛，你还能拒绝什么？
So if you are to live in the society in this culture, what else can you say?
那你就接触到最后真的是犯罪了，自己都不知道。
So when you have a lot of interactions with this, then in the end you sin without knowing.
所以这个住在主里面被圣灵充满也不会犯罪。
So to live in Christ, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, then you will not sin.
所以这个会不会犯罪最重要不是说谁一直在盯着我们，父母一直在盯着小孩子，所以小孩子不会犯罪，不是这样的。
So whether or not we sin does not depend on whether or not our parents are very strict and keep looking over us.
有的小孩子读书很认真，你看他在打电脑，其实在电脑里面在看电视，在看电影。
And so some children, you think that they are studying very diligently on the computer, but actually they are watching movies.
他父母也住在同一个房间那你怎么知道？
And the parent is in the same room, but they don't know.
所以这个人要对罪有抵抗的力量，就是要进到主的里面，住在他里面。
So our only defense against sin is to live in the Spirit of God.
哦，那第三个力量啊，就是爱。
And the third strength is love.
哦，我们现在的爱啊，有很多的爱啊，其实都是罪，都是情欲。
So today, a lot of our sin is a lot of our love is actually not love, but our desires.
Lust. 哦，那标一个爱的这个标题。
But they're disguising it as love.
哦，其实真正的爱是不会犯罪的。
But true love, you will not sin.
那个真正爱就是主耶稣的爱。
True love is the love of Christ.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
You only love the truth.
你看你的小孩子犯罪，你会高兴吗？
When you look at your child's sin, will you be joyful?
你不会高兴的。
You will not be joyful.
因为这是真爱。
Because this is true love.
那这个神的爱充满在我们里面。
When the love of God is within us.
这个是忌邪的爱。Jealousy.
So this is a type of jealousy.
你去犯罪，神会嫉妒。
When you go sin, God will be jealous.
因为神要我们向他纯，很单纯，很纯一。
Because God wants us to be very true and pure towards Him.
所以一个被主耶稣爱充满的人不会犯罪。
So a person who is filled with the love of God will not sin.
所以为什么我们要追求住在主里面
？So why must we pursue to live in Christ?
因为这样我们就不会犯罪。
Because if we do so, we will not sin.
这是最根本的一种方法。
This is the most fundamental way.
我们再来看约翰一书第三章。
Let us look at 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书的第三章。
Chapter
3. 24节。
Verse 24.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在他里面，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Verse 24, those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us.
这里说遵守神命令，他就住在神里面。
Here it tells us that those who obey his commands live in him.
所以这个住在神里面不是很抽象的。
Abstract. Okay, so to live in Christ is not very abstract.
神本身就已经看不到了。
Because you cannot see God already.
那现在就住在那个看不到的神，这更抽象，那我怎么做？
So if you are to live in a God that you cannot see, this is even more abstract. How will you do this?
结果很实际啊，24节说，遵守神命令。
But there is a very practical way recorded in verse 24, that is to obey his commands.
那你就住在神里面，神要住在你里面，就是神跟你要合一了。
Then you will live in God and God in you, and then you will become one with Christ.
那如果再问住在神里面什么意思？
If we ask further,
遵守神命令什么意思？
What it means to obey God's commandments and to live in Him.
看23节。
Then let us look at verse 23.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
23, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us.
所以这里说神的命令两件事情。
Here it tells us two parts of God's command.
第一个要信耶稣基督的名。
First is to believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
他就是救主。
That he is the Savior.
这样罪可以赦免。
And that he can forgive our sins.
第二个。
Second.
照他的命令我们彼此相爱。
To love one another as he commanded us.
因为神就是爱嘛。
Because God is love.
那彼此相爱就是神在中间了。
If we love one another, that means that God is between us.
那这样就是住在神里面。
And then we will live in God.
那这样神就住在我们里面。
And God will live in us.
那我们跟神关系就很亲。
Then we will have a very intimate relationship with God.
那这个跟神关系很亲，有一个很具体生活的体验。
And so there is a very There is an experience that you will have when you live in God.
我们看22节。
Verse 22.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他命令，行他所喜悦的事情。
22. And receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him.
所以这里说、啊、我们、一切所求的就从他得着。
Here it says that we will receive from him anything we ask.
所以生活就很多体验了，因为你祷告神就听。
So we'll have many experiences in our own lives because whenever we pray, God will listen.
为什么神会听？
And why will God listen?
因为神喜欢我们。
Because God finds favor in us.
那为什么神喜欢我们？
And why does God find favor in us?
因为我们遵守他的命令。
Because we obey his commands.
那遵守什么命令？
What command do we obey?
第一个，信耶稣。
First is to believe in Christ.
第二个，彼此相爱。
Second is to love one another.
那些祷告就很有功效。
Then we will have a very effective prayer.
所以我有时候我们常常想、哦、我们去遵守命令到底得到益处是谁？
So when we think about when we obey the commands, who benefits?、
哦、你不守安息日到底请问谁吃亏？主耶稣损失什么？
And so if you don't obey,、if you don't keep the Sabbath, then who is the one who is、not benefiting?
神没有损失什么。
God is not losing anything.
最后损失是我们、啊、
But rather, we are the one who are at loss.
因为这是赐福期的。
Because、this is a day that is blessed.
肉体安息，心灵安息，然后再加上赐福给我们。
You have spiritual、rest and、spiritual and physical rest, and in addition, you're blessed.
那有时候我们去爱人。
Sometimes when we love someone.
我们常常会有一个观念，爱人是吃亏的。
We have this concept that you will、be the one who is not benefiting if you love.
因为你爱人，你要付出时间、精力、体力，你就是吃亏啊。
Because to love someone, you must、give time and、
要付出时间、精力，所有一切东西，所以表示好像是我损失什么，我吃亏了。
You might think that you're、at a loss because you spend so much time and effort.
所以人不容易去爱人。
So it is hard for men to love others.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
如果我们行他喜悦的事情。
If we do what pleases him.
那你祷告神就听。
Then when we pray, God will listen.
所以到底我们损失什么？
So what have we lost?
没有，生活很多恩典，充满神的恩典。
We don't lose anything, but our lives are filled with the blessings of God.
所以这个住在神里面、哦、让我们祷告有功效。
So to live in Christ means that our prayers will be effective.
信仰很活泼，很有体验。
And our faith will be very alive. We will have many experiences.
这是值得我们去追求的一个目标。
This is something worthy for us to pursue.
我们再看约翰一书第五章。
Let us look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书的第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
十九节。
Verse 19.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。二十节。
20.
我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们。使我们认识那位真实的，我们也在那一位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面，这是真神，也是永生。
Verse 19, we know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Verse 20, we know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ.He is a true God and eternal life.
我们是住在世界。
So we live in this world.
但是我们的盼望不是在这个世界。
But our hope is not in this world.
为什么？
Why?
全世界都握在恶者的手下。
Because the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
是在魔鬼的手下。
It is under the control of Satan.
所以我们的盼望不是在魔鬼的手下这个世界。这个魔鬼控制的还有什么盼望？
So our hope is not under a world that is controlled by Satan.
那我们盼望在哪里？
Because, so where is our hope?
接下去就告诉我们。
So it continues to tell us.
说我们认识那一位真实的。
We know him who is true.
那个真实是谁？
And who is this person who is true?
就是主耶稣。
It is God. It is Jesus Christ.
我们不只认识他，我们也在那一位真实的里面。
Not only do we know him, but we are in him who is true.
That
That means that we live and dwell in Him.
那这样的生活有什么盼望？
So what kind of hope is there in this type of life?
最后一句话说，这是真神，也是永生。
The last phrase says, He is the true God and eternal life.
哦，所以这个住在神里面，你如果一直活活九十岁，那你都和跟神很亲，都住在他里面，哦，第一个不会犯罪。
So if you are very close to God and you live to 90 years old and you live in Him, first you will not sin.
第二个，生活会改变。
Second, you will have a change in your life.
第三个，祷告很多体验。
Third, you will have many experiences in your prayer.
那最后一个什么？
Last.
就是永生。
Last, you will have eternal life.
从地上回到天国去。
So you will go from earth to heaven.
所以人生值得追求的，啊，不是住在多么豪华、多么漂亮的房子，最值得追求的是住在主里面。
So now lies, what is worthy for our pursuit is not to live in a very luxurious house, but to live in Christ.
哦，好，那我们现在再来看，那怎么住在主的里面？
Now we'll study how we are to live in Christ.
哦，我们去看约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章的二十四节
Verse 24
论到你们务要将那从起初所听见长存在心里若将从起初所听见的存在你们心里就必住在子里面也必住在父里面
24. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father.
这个地方说要从起初，哦，所听见的存在心里就会住在主的里面。
Here it tells us that if you keep what you heard from the beginning in you, then you will remain in God.
那如果我们从前面看起来，哦，他从起初所听见的就是，哦，那个纯正的道理。
So if we look at what is heard in the beginning, this is the pure truth.
所以二十一节，我写信给你们，不是因为你们不知道真理，正是因为知道，并且你们知道，没有虚谎，是从真理的出来的。
So in verse 21 it says, I did not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth.
那今天这个是指着什么？
So for us today, what does this refer to?
这个就指着我们的共信之道。Common faith.
This refers to our common faith.
我们真耶稣教有十大信条。
In the True Jesus Church, there are 10 basic beliefs.
十大信条里面的五大教义。
And there are 5 main doctrines.
五大教义里面的三个典礼。
And in the 5 main doctrines, there are 3 sacraments.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
And that is foot washing, water baptism, and foot washing.
这个跟得救有关系。
And these are all related to our salvation.
那除了三个典礼以外，圣灵。
And apart from these 3 sacraments, we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是我们进天国的凭据。
And Holy Spirit is a guarantee to the heavenly kingdom.
是凭据哦，一个证据。
It is a deposit guaranteeing us to the heavenly kingdom.
那再来就是安息日。
And then next we have the Sabbath.
六天工作，七天安息。
On the, for 6 days you work, on the 7th day you rest.
我们人生六七十年劳碌，到最后就是天国的安息。
And in our lives, for 60, 70 years, we labor, and in the end, we must rest in heaven.
所以神启示我们真耶稣教会这个很宝贵的道理。
So God has revealed to the true Jesus Church this very precious truth.
这个就是我们起初所听见的。
And this is the truth that we have heard from the beginning.
所以你到真耶稣教会来要洗礼之前，你听见什么？
So before you came to true Jesus Christ and got baptized, what did you hear?
就是听见十大信条。
You heard the 10 basic beliefs.
那最重要的是五大教义。
The first, the most important is the 5 basic doctrines.
那如果存在心里面，那我们就是住在主里面。
If we are able to keep these things we have heard in our hearts, then we are able to remain in God.
你坚信这个五大教义、十大信条。
If you keep on to these 5 doctrines and these basic beliefs,
就是神住在里面，你住在神里面。
That means that you live in Christ and Christ lives in you.
那最后就是得永生啊。
And in the end, you will receive eternal life.
所以这个不能没有。
So you cannot,
不能放掉。
You cannot let go of these things.
这是我们从起初所听见的。
So this is something that we have heard in the beginning.
所以真耶稣教会最宝贵的是什么？
So in the True Jesus Church, what is most precious?
就是真理。
That is the truth.
啊，那真理最宝贵的是什么？
And what is most precious about this truth?
就是这个五大教义。
It is the five doctrines.
让你罪得赦免。
For our sins to be forgiven.
得圣灵。
To receive Holy Spirit.
哦，有神同在的名证。
To have God abide with us.
有天国的盼望。
To have that hope of the heavenly kingdom.
哦，因此我们啊，将这个听见的这样持守，就是住在主里面，主要住在我们里面。
So if we are able to hear and keep what we have heard, then God will live in us and we in Him.
啊，那这样我们人生就有盼望。
Then our lives will be filled with hope.
好，好，那我们再来看约翰一书。
Let us look at First John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
好，约翰一书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
人若说他住在主里面，就应该照着主所行的去行。
Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
哦，这个地方讲到住在主里面要一件事情，就是照主耶稣所行的去行。
So here it says there is one thing we must do to live in Christ, and that is to walk as Jesus did.
主耶稣成为人哦，天上的神很喜欢他。
And so when Jesus became man, the Heavenly Father was very pleased with him.
为什么？
Why?
他说我所做的，我在世界的生活是父在我里面做他自己的事。
Because Jesus said that when he lived in this world, the Father was living in him doing his work.
所以主耶稣的一切所做所想都是神在他里面做他自己的事。
So everything that Jesus did and said, it was God in him doing his work.
哦，所以神很喜欢他。
And so God was pleased with him.
哦，那今天我们住在主里面，就是照主耶稣所行的去行。
For us today to live in him, we must walk as Jesus did.
哦，那照主耶稣去行，就是神在我们里面做他自己的事。
And to walk as Jesus did means that God is living within us doing his work.
哦，那这个人啊，当然是跟神很亲啊。
So this person is very intimate and close with God.
这个就是我们生活的目标。
This is our goal in our life.
所以我们要看我怎么生活。
So when we examine how we should live.
哦，这个神学理论太深了。
There, the theological theories are too deep.
有时候不是很困难的，主耶稣怎么做，你就跟着做就对了。
But sometimes it's not that difficult. We must just follow what Jesus did.
好，那我们看主耶稣做什么。
So what did Jesus do?
哦，我们来看彼得前书第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
20节21节。
Verse 20 and 21.
你们若因为犯罪受责打能忍耐，有什么可夸呢？但是你们若因行善受苦能忍耐，这在神面前是可喜爱的。
21.
你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督也为你们受苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Verse 20. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. 21. To this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
这里说，主耶稣给我们留下一个榜样。
It tells us that Christ left us an example.
啊，叫我们跟随他的脚中行。
That we may follow in his steps.
哦，那这个榜样什么？
So what is this example?
哦，就是基督为你们受过苦。
That Christ suffered for you.
就是为着行善来受苦。
He suffered for doing good.
哦，那这个就是主的榜样。
And this is the example that Christ left.
哦，所以如果我们照着主的榜样这样来行。
If we do according to the example of Christ,
哦，那这样，哦，神就住在我们里面。
Then God will live in us.
我们跟神的关系就很亲。
And we'll have a very intimate relationship with God.
我每一次去非洲啊，都让我很深的感受。
Every time I go to Africa, it leaves a very deep impression on me.
奈及利亚有一个白人宣教士的坟墓。
In Nigeria, there is a white evangelist tomb.
啊 ，missionary。
A missionary.
Yeah. 为什么会有那个宣教士的坟墓？
And why is there the tomb of this missionary worker?
就是200多年前啊，他们宣教士开始去传福音。
200 years ago, the missionaries went to preach.
不但有野兽，而且有疟疾，而且土人会杀人。
And not only were there beasts, but there was a malaria, and the native people were also killed.
每一个去差不多都知道我不会回来。
So everyone who went knew that they would not return.
但是一个去，第二个去，第三个去。
But the first person to go, then the second, and then the third.
所以基督教终于在非洲传开来。
So in the end, Christianity was preached in Africa.
这个叫做基督的脚踪。
This is to follow in the steps of Christ.
所以我们今天信耶稣，其实根本就没有受过什么苦。
So for us to believe in Christ today, we have not suffered much.
主耶稣说，你如果跟着他的脚踪行。
Christ said that if you are able to follow in his steps,
就是要为行善来受苦。
That is to suffer for doing good.
最大的善是什么？
What is the greatest good?
就是传福音救人的灵魂。
To preach the gospel and to save the souls of mankind.
或者他已经受洗，灵性很软弱的，我们一直在带领他。
Or to continue to guide those who are baptized but have a very weak faith.
这个有时候是很辛苦的。
Sometimes this is very hard.
这个就是行善受苦。
But this is to suffer for doing good.
那这样啊，神就喜欢我们。
If we do this, this will be commendable before God.
那我们就住在神里面。
Then we will live in Christ.
我们跟他的关系就非常的亲。
And we will have a very intimate relationship with God.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
218首。
218.